CBS News, I'm Vicky Barker in Paris. An unprecedented manhunt after yesterday's massacre of 12 people may be bearing fruit. The French news agency reporting the two main suspects may have been spotted on a highway northeast of the French capital. Brothers Saeed and Sharif Kouachi are known jihadists and said to be heavily armed. A third suspect has surrendered, reportedly after seeing his name on social media. In Paris, the bells of Notre Dame Cathedral toll and a minute's silence for the 12 people gunned down at the satirical weekly Charlie Hebdo.
No one feels safe anymore. No one wants to be walking around thinking someone can shoot you because you don't think the same.
Outside the offices of Charlie Hebdo, flowers and candles left at a makeshift shrine and pencils in tribute to the caricaturists killed for doing their jobs. I'm Vicky Barker in Paris. Now with more CBS News, here's Frank Settapani.
-2 in Duluth, -5 in Chicago, 7 below in Milwaukee. That's how it goes from the Midwest to the tip of northern Maine, and a howling winter wind makes it feel a lot colder. It's a balmy 10 degrees now in New York City.
Walking down the street with all that wind, I get condensation on my mustache and it freezes. I can feel it freezing on my lip.
In Boston,
all Boston public schools are closed on Thursday.
Chicago, Detroit, Kansas City, and a bunch of other cities have closed schools for the day. Others ordered the police to get homeless people off the streets. Temperatures as far south as Tallahassee dipped below the freezing mark overnight. A military man believes generous disability pay for wounded warriors may do more harm than good. Live to CBS News correspondent Peter King.
Lieutenant Colonel Daniel Grade is a disabled vet who lost a leg during the Iraq War. He now teaches at West Point and says too many veterans are too dependent on those checks and don't look for work. He says many lose their self-esteem, sense of identity. Some become addicted to drugs and alcohol. And the Washington head of the Disabled American Veterans disputes that. He tells the New York Times that most vets do take advantage of available jobs programs and do want to work. Frank?
In St. Petersburg, Florida, police have charged the father with throwing his 5-year-old daughter to her death from a bridge over Tampa Bay.
Our officer immediately tried to climb down to locate the child, but the current had taken her. She was located about a half mile east of the bridge.
Bill Cosby, dogged by still more sexual assault allegations, returned to the stage for the show last night in Kitchener, Ontario. A handful of protesters heckled fans arriving to see the show.
Hey, hey, ho, ho! Cosby's got to go. Hey, hey.
But the audience, considerably less than a sellout, gave Cosby a standing ovation.
He was very nice. He was funny. He was entertaining the whole time.
Yesterday's Wall Street rally could have some legs. S&P futures are up more than 17 points ahead of the opening bell. This is CBS News.
All loans subject to one debt score approval must be business at least 1 year to apply. Attention small business owners in need of financing. Are you too busy running your business to deal with the slow lending process of your bank? Are you frustrated at the paperwork and delays just trying to get a simple decision? Then call OnDeck, the A-plus Better Business Bureau rated small business experts, where our simple application process takes just minutes and funding could be available in just one business day. At OnDeck, we focus on your business operation and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business loans, not credit card advances. OnDeck provides financing to a wide variety of small businesses like restaurants, plumbing, landscaping, trucking, and healthcare providers. If you're frustrated with the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, call OnDeck. Funding could be available in just one business day. We provided $1.5 billion to small businesses like yours. So speak with an OnDeck loan specialist today. Call 800-325-6381. 800-325-6381. 800-325-6381.
If you believe that shoes will tie themselves when pigs fly, take a look at the sky. CBS News correspondent Jim Shanavy.
Remember Back to the Future 2, where Marty McFly was amazed at his self-tying shoes.
Our laces, all right.
In the movie, the year was 2015, and so it's sort of fitting that Nike has announced it will sell McFly's Power Lace trainers that tie themselves before the end of this year. Nike applied for a patent on the technology in 2010, and it launched a non-self-tying version of the shoes a year later. Jim Shenevy, CBS News.
The University of Miami is chucking its shoe deal with Nike in favor of an arrangement with Adidas. It could be worth more than $90 million over 12 years. Foie gras, a controversial delicacy made from the livers of fattened geese and ducks, is making a comeback on California restaurant menus. A federal judge struck down the ban the state imposed 3 years ago. Frank Settapani, CBS News.
If you have Medicare Part D, Walgreens can put you at the corner of switching your prescriptions and saving some money. That's because Walgreens makes it easy to switch and save with copays as low as $0 on select Medicare Part D plans. Just bring us your prescriptions and we'll do the rest. Switch to save even more today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Applies to Tier 1 generics for select plans.
Hello?
Hi, Eric. This is Terry from Farmers Insurance. Any changes regarding your home or car?
Well, I started carpooling with some friends from work.
No problem. With the extra people in the car, we want you to stay safe, so let me update your liability limits.
Perfect.
Until you close the gaps in your insurance, you could be living dangerously. To find out more, visit Farmers.com. We'll help you know the gaps and lose all the...
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant. Open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
This morning on WCHL, the National Weather Service has issued a wind chill advisory until 10 a.m.
The wind chill value, which is what your skin feels the temperature is going to be around 0 degrees.
Hillsboro has a public information session coming up tonight. You're invited to come learn more about the vision that town leaders have for Hillsboro in the year 2030. And funeral arrangements for legendary Tar Heel and ESPN sportscaster Stuart Scott have been set for this Saturday in Raleigh. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill cover of traffic and weather together. In WCHL Championship Sports this morning, UNC women's basketball team won its first ACC game of the week earlier against North Carolina State. The Tar Heels look ahead to expanding that streak this evening in Pittsburgh. And...
are you ready for the best sports weekend of the year?
That's this morning in Art Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
707 WCHL, 14 degrees this morning, and yes, it is very cold. We have Mike Strickler of the National Weather Service on the line with us live this morning. And Mike, what is the very latest on our local forecast, and what can we expect for the rest of the day?
Sure. Did you say it was 14 degrees out there?
14 right now.
Man, you've got old data. It is 9 out there at the airport at IGX.
Wow.
I don't know what, but the temperatures are ranging anywhere from about 5 to 15 degrees across central North Carolina this morning.
My goodness.
So mostly around 10 in the triangle.
Mm-hmm.
And wind chills are about 10 degrees cooler than that or colder than that. So wind chills are ranging anywhere from about minus 5 to about 5 above. And we're pretty much at our minimum values in both of those with temperatures and wind chills. We will climb very, very slowly throughout the day, but high temperatures will not get out of the 20s. In fact, we're forecasting just middle 20s for high temperatures today.
And, of course, this strong wind makes it seem so much colder. Tell us about this wind chill advisory.
Sure, the wind chill advisory runs through 10 a.m., but quite frankly, the winds have significantly lessened across the area this morning, so winds on average are just about 5 to 10 miles per hour, and there could be a brief uptick with those winds right after sunrise as we heat, you could say, but for the most part, the winds have subsided, so it's not going to feel too terribly bad. In fact, to me anyhow, it felt a lot worse the last evening when temperatures were still in the upper teens to around 20, but the wind was blowing anywhere from 30 to 35 miles per hour. So, again, it seems like the winds have lessened, but it is still very, very cold out there.
Mike, is there any probability of any kind of troublesome precipitation that might make our situation worse?
Sure. We're watching a couple of different areas in different times. One will be very late tonight into early tomorrow, mainly east of I-95. There's an area of low clouds that we expect to develop over those eastern areas, mainly just east of the triangle. And those could produce a little bit of a patchy freezing drizzle. So if you're headed anywhere down toward Fayetteville, Rocky Mount, over toward Greenville, those areas, especially around the morning rush hour tomorrow, be cognizant of a potential very light glaze in patches out there. So that's the first time of concern. And then we've got a couple of low-pressure systems forecast to affect the Middle Atlantic and Carolinas very late in the weekend and more so into the early to middle part of next week. So It looks like it's certainly going to be a cloudy period beginning, say, Sunday night through about Wednesday. And it's going to be chilly with temperatures mostly in the upper 30s to 40s during the day. And especially at night, temperatures could be flirting with the freezing mark. And at those times, we could potentially have a little bit of icing up near the Virginia border, over toward the Triad, and then especially points northward into Virginia. So it looks like we'll be on the fence there with respect to the potential icing for late Sunday through the middle of next week.
We're talking with Mike Strickler with the National Weather Service. And, Mike, for the Chapel Hill Carborough community, after we get through this real chill today and tonight and early tomorrow morning, tomorrow is actually going to be a much better day as far as the temperature is concerned, right?
Well, if you consider 40 degrees, much better. So we'll be 15 degrees above what we're expecting today. So it won't feel too bad, but still 40 degrees for a high temperature is still pretty nasty. And then Saturday, it's just going to be in the middle 30, so even colder Saturday before we get relatively milder back up into the lower 40s by Sunday.
Well, thanks for those encouraging words.
Yeah.
Well, hey, thanks very much. I'll get my thermometer checked out. And 9 degrees, you're saying?
That's right. It was it's 9 degrees there at IGX. It's been as cold as 6 out of Greensboro and 8 at Siler City. Those are the coldest readings we've seen out there across the Piedmont thus far this morning.
My goodness. Hey, thanks a lot for being with us this morning, and we'll stay in touch with you throughout the day.
Absolutely. You know where to find us.
That is Mike Strickler of the National Weather Service office in Raleigh, and we appreciate his insights on our weather conditions. Again, it's cold this morning, 9 degrees. Wind's not blowing as much as it was last night, certainly, and if it did, that would make our situation really bad. But in general, schools are delayed today by 2 hours. Go to our website, chapelbrew.com, get the complete list right there. We do have other news this morning to talk about. It's 712 WCHL. The town of Hillsboro has a public information session coming up tonight, and you're invited to come learn more about the vision that town leaders have for Hillsboro in the year 2030, 15 years from now. WCHL's Blake Hodge has more.
Mayor Tom Stevens says that they held the first meeting focused on Vision 2030 more than a year ago, and now town officials are ready to unveil a draft of their plan for Hillsboro and receive feedback from the community in a public information session tonight.
We're creating a guiding document that, in very broad strokes, talk about where we want to go as a community, especially as a town, and when we're doing development and, you know, putting all the pieces together. What is it that we're trying to accomplish over the next 15 years?
Mayor Stevens says that this is an important step in the process because it allows Hillsboro residents to be involved in the planning as town leaders are managing growth.
It's a time when citizens can come in, they can talk to some planning staff, they can hear more details about what's in that document, they can ask questions. It's also an opportunity for people to say, well, wait a minute, what about, and provide some additional information.
Stevens adds that the vision being brought to residents through this project will focus on 5 major aspects.
What's our character of our town? How's our community? What are we doing about our heritage? What about prosperity for everybody? And what's our just the overall vitality? So those were the 5 big categories. And what I took away from hearing lots and lots of conversations is that most of the things that people were interested in, we really were heading in that direction and had a lot underway.
The mayor says tonight's Vision 2030 information session will give the public an idea of where the project stands. Mayor Stevens adds that they have recently updated the town's Unified Development Ordinance and that the public was very involved, voicing their opinion in that process.
What are we doing about trees? People love the trees and the tree cover in Hillsboro, and so we were in the process of outlining that in our UDO. People didn't really realize what kind of things that we had in place.
That public input is vital, according to the mayor. Stephen says that the Vision 2030 draft does have room to be flexible after input is brought from the public, but he adds that it is a key building block for managing growth going forward.
It really is a core document in our overall comprehensive plan. We have zoning, we have land use plans, we look at individual developments, we have our budget. One of the core documents is what we call our strategy map. It's our one-page strategic plan that has our vision and the basic things that we're trying to accomplish in town government.
You can see a complete draft plan for Vision 2030 on our website, chapelboro.com. The open house is scheduled to take place in the Hillsboro Town Barn tonight from 5 to 7, with time built in for discussion and questions. A public hearing is scheduled for next Thursday, January 15th, regarding the project. Blake Hodge, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Funeral arrangements for legendary Tar Heel and ESPN sportscaster Stuart Scott have been set for this Saturday in Raleigh. Scott died this past Sunday after a long battle with cancer. He was 49 years old. The family has requested donations be made in his name to the Jimmy V Foundation. Well, all that parking that was supposed to take place at 140 West downtown hasn't exactly panned out. We'll have that story coming up in just a moment on WCHL. News time, 7:15. Time now for Traffic and Weather Together. And this traffic report is brought to you by the Carolina Inn. Here is the inimitable Nikki Morse.
Thanks a lot, Ron. Looks pretty good out in the roadway so far this morning. 15501, still looking pretty good. No problems from Franklin Street to 40 if you're heading north. 40 eastbound, still a clear shot as well into RTP from Highway 86 all the way through Davis Drive. We do have a crash, though, clearing in Durham. It's on Austin Avenue at the Durham Freeway. If you see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
You have any trouble getting out and getting started today?
I always do.
I mean, anything unusual?
No.
Yeah, I mean, there's no ice or no precipitation, anything
no,
like that.
No, nothing like that. Just very cold.
Yeah,
very, just very cold.
And as Mike said a moment ago, the winds aren't kicking up quite like I thought they would this morning. Certainly, they're not anything like they were last night.
Right.
Last night was just really miserable out there, but today, really not all that bad. But it is cold, and school's delayed and all that sort of thing. And again, part of that has to do with the buses.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a while to get those buses going.
Yeah, because they're diesel, and yeah, diesel fuel doesn't act really good in the cold temperatures like this.
Plus, it's not really great situation to have kids go out and stand by the bus stop and all that sort of thing. But, you know, 2 hours later than usual, it's not really going to be a lot of difference. It's really going
right
to be cold still.
Bundle up regardless of what time you head out of the house.
Exactly. And go to our website for a list of those school delays, etc., at chapelboro.com. Nikki, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I'll talk to you again in just a few minutes.
You betcha.
All right. And the Carolina Inn, of course, is where you can get a really delectable cuisine prepared with fresh local ingredients created by Executive Chef James Clark and a very talented culinary team. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant is a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. Has been for so many years. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather brought to you this morning by Berkeley Grimble at Grimble Jewelers. And as Mike Strickler just told you with the National Weather Service, 9 degrees this morning. 9. Wind chill advisory remains in effect until 10, although the winds aren't blowing the way we thought they might. Sunshine today, colder, high today about 25 degrees, and that's going to be it. And tonight, partly cloudy and cold with a low down around 16. Tomorrow, a little warmer, but still high only about 40 degrees. A lot of sunshine, though, not as cool, so that sounds really good. It's going to be cool all weekend. High on Saturday only in the middle 30s, and on Sunday we'll be in the low 40s. So a cold weekend for sure. Grimble Jewelers, whether you need a new watch battery, an engagement ring, or the custom piece you've been dreaming of for a long, long time, Grimble's is always there for you. Go talk to Berkeley today. Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler, Grimble's on Elliott Road in the Village Plaza. And Grimble's is right next to Whole Foods.
Wake up with Ron Stutz. And remember, we're your station for the Tar Heels. This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL.
WCHL News Time is 7:18. Though it's been open to the public for a year and a half now, the 140 West parking deck downtown is not generating as much money as expected. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
Business Management Director Ken Penoyer told the Chapel Hill Town Council on Monday that the underground parking deck at 140 West is not as popular as town officials had hoped.
We know it's less than what we had anticipated. It's certainly less than it was when Lot 5 was a surface lot in terms of occupancy. So we expected that ultimately over time people would return to that area to park. However, the dynamics between parking underground and parking on the surface apparently are different in terms of people's behavior. So folks have kind of not used it to the same extent.
The $55 million complex of condos and retail was built atop what used to be a town-owned parking lot, the corner of Franklin, Church, and Rosemary Streets. Chapel Hill partnered with Ram Development to build the two-story underground parking deck, with one level owned and operated by the town. But since opening in 2013, parking revenues at 140 West have not met expectations. Pennoyer said this is negatively impacting the town's parking fund.
The parking fund had built up a fund balance, so in the past few years we have been eating into that fund balance. However, the revenues have not caught up enough to carry us further than fiscal year 16. So in fiscal year 16, basically the fund's cash reserves will be exhausted and it will need a subsidy.
Pennoyer recommended shifting the debt from the 140 project out of the parking fund to be paid using the town's debt management fund.
Currently, parking fund is paying for the debt service that created the parking deck in 140 West. If we were to have the debt fund take over the payments for that debt, it would bring the parking fund back into alignment temporarily. We would kind of use that as a bailout to solidify the fund.
But he noted this is not a permanent fix, and doing so would reduce the town's ability to borrow money by about 10%. Pennoyer, along with Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt, suggested lowering the price of parking at 140 West might be a way to draw in more drivers. The council will consider how best to balance the parking fund as part of the 2016 budget planning process. The first public budget forum is scheduled for February 23rd. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHO.
North Carolina's largest health insurer is opening its data banks to let consumers compare the costs of elective procedures and drive down rising medical prices. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of North Carolina on Wednesday unveiled its online tool intended to make it easy to compare costs that can differ by thousands of dollars. The database allowing questions for knee, neck, or other procedures includes prices for more than 1,200 non-emergency treatments and providers statewide. The bottom line prices for treating an ailment do not include the discounts insurers negotiate with doctors and hospitals. Blue Cross customers have more detailed information about what their specific policy covers. Insurers and governments started making medical costs public about a decade ago, and the trend has increased in recent years. If you'd like to find out more, look at this story on our website, chapelbro.com, and we have some special contact information there. 722 WCHL. Time for championship sports. Let's talk about the Carolina women's basketball team. UNC women's basketball team won its first ACC game this week, beating North Carolina State. Tar Heels are on the road for a game tonight in really cold weather. Tar Heels look ahead to expanding that streak this evening against Pittsburgh. Quincy Streeter has more on tonight's game.
With the help of two-time ACC Player of the Week, sophomore Stephanie Mavunga, the North Carolina women's basketball team has jumped one spot to eighth best in national rankings. The Tar Heels hold a record of 14-1 and are set to face the Pittsburgh Panthers Thursday evening at 7 p.m. in the Steel City. In this past week alone, Mavunga has averaged 24.5 points on 76% shooting from the field, as well as 10.5 rebounds. Carolina's low post has now become hers to dominate, and Mavunga looks forward to leading her team into the next conference challenge.
I know Coach Calder is always yelling at me to be patient, and so I think I'm being a lot more patient. And just now that Zelina's not in there, I feel like Danielle has more of an outside game than Zelina does, and so that opens up the post a little bit more for me.
The Tar Heels are up against an underdog that is quickly rising through the ranks, led by senior guard Brianna Kiesel. Kiesel averages 17.9 points and almost 5 rebounds and assists per game for the Panthers. Although Pitt is unranked, they are starting their season with their best record in years at 10-4. Before a very narrow 6-point loss to number 7 Louisville, the Panthers had not lost a game since December 7th. Pitt and UNC have not had a matchup on the Panthers' home court since January 2nd, 1981, in which the Tar Heels fell 79-67. Thursday's game will broadcast on ESPN3. Princess Streeter, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
And, of course, you can hear it on WCHL. UNC women's basketball coming up tonight. Kimball Walker scored 31 points last night, including a game-winning 11-foot jumper off the glass with 1.4 seconds left to lift the Charlotte Hornets to a 98-94 win over the New Orleans Pelicans on Wednesday night. Hornets have scored, Hornets have won three straight games, and Kimball Walker has scored 30 points in those three straight games. He's really stepped up for the Hornets. Following a disappointing 6-7 season and the news of the likely hire of former Auburn coach Gene Chizik as defensive coordinator, we don't know that for sure yet, but UNC football coach Larry Fedora announced the enrollment of 10 student-athletes to campus yesterday, first day of spring classes in Chapel Hill. Hard to think about spring classes when it's 9 degrees. 9 of the 10 graduated early from high school, including defensive back J.K. Britt, defensive lineman Jalen Dalton, wide receiver Javal Millett, quarterback Anthony Ratliff, linebacker Andre Smith, offensive lineman William Sweet, tight end Carl Tucker, offensive lineman Mason Veal, and running back Tyson Williams. Deep snapper Cody Crawford transferred to UNC from Penn State. Coach Fedora issued a statement saying that basically they were excited to welcome these students to campus, look forward to getting them in classes and around the team and the coaches. Enrolling early in January will allow them to get ahead on their schoolwork and begin early preparation for the 2015 season. They believe those players have the ability to help the team succeed in the years ahead while earning a degree from one of the nation's top academic institutions. That from a quote from Coach Larry Fedora. 725 WCHL. Art Chansky says it's going to be a great weekend for sports fans. More on that. I'm Rod Stutz.
Art Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Are you ready for the best sports weekend of the year? This is Art Chansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. The National Football League by far is the greatest sports franchise on the planet, and this weekend's eight-team tournament of the playoffs features two games on Saturday and two on Sunday that promise to be wonderful theater with historical significance in all four matchups. It begins Saturday when the AFC's sixth seed Baltimore visits number one seed New England, where the Ravens have won two playoff games in the past and quite nearly won a third. This is not the game that Patriots fans were hoping for, and their team will have to prove their Super Bowl medal or be one and done. It's Joe Flacco versus Tom Brady, the Ravens' massive interior lines against the Pats, and two defensive secondaries that are the soft spots for both teams. I like the Patriots, of course, but in another playoff thriller that goes down to the wire. Then comes the NFC semifinals and the Panthers game at Seattle, where Carolina last played for a trip to the Super Bowl in 2005. Every time these teams have met since in the regular season, the defending Super Bowl champion Seahawks and Panthers have played close defensive games won by Seattle. And these are again mirror images of each other, with young multi-threat QBs, punishing running games, and the two best defenses left in the playoffs. The roaring 12th man at CenturyLink Field will be the difference and end the Cats' resurgence. The Colts visit Denver, where their old quarterback Peyton Manning tries to get his new team, the Broncos, back to the Super Bowl. The new Colts leader, budding superstar Andrew Luck, must play a perfect game and not turn the ball over, and the Colts have to find a run defense to make Peyton one-dimensional have any chance for an upset. It won't happen, and Denver moves on to New England for the AFC Championship game next week, another Manning-Brady Bowl. That game follows the historical battle on the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field between the Dallas Cowboys and Green Bay Packers, two of the legendary franchises in NFL history. From Don Meredith versus Bart Starr to today's Tony Romo versus Aaron Rodgers, this will be the most watched game of the weekend. The Cowboys are undefeated on the road, and the Packers perfect at home, so something's got to give, right? It won't be as cold as the Ice Bowl of 1967, but the tundra is too far out of Romo's comfort zone as the Pack moves on to Seattle and the NFC Championship. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
WCHL Championship Sports has been brought to you by Stanley Martin Homes.
Looking for a classic village lifestyle plus a sophisticated new home? Visit Stanley Martin Homes at Winmore, just off Homestead Road in Chapel Hill. Not only does Winmore offer a pool, playground, trails, and open space, your children can walk to Sewell Elementary and Chapel Hill High School. The UNC bus route stops at Winmore, right near Town Center, too. Stanley Martin Homes offers the best in energy efficiency and a choice of three beautiful designs at Winmore. Starting in the 370s. Go see them or go to stanleymartin.com.
This is Dr. Adam Goldstein with the University of North Carolina Department of Family Medicine and Your Health Radio. Do you need help to understand health insurance on the marketplace? Join us at a free event on Saturday, February 7th, 9 o'clock to 3 p.m. at the University of North Carolina General Internal Medicine Department, 102 Mason Farm Road, Chapel Hill, where you can discuss your questions with the counselor. Call 919-966-2276, extension 238 for details. The number again is 919-966-2276, extension 238.
Needing dinner plans for the family? Looking to feed a party? Craving a snack while watching the game? You're in luck because it's always a good time for Wings Over Chapel Hill. Who can resist their fresh, never frozen food brought to your door with free delivery? With 23 flavors of hand-battered wings to choose from, along with ribs, sandwiches, wraps, and fries, Wings Over Chapel Hill is your answer to what's for dinner. Open 7 days a week and late nights on weekends. Give them a call or visit wingsoverchapelhill.com to satisfy your craving fast. It's always a good time for wings.
It was fun being Michelangelo.
but I didn't have a Geico car insurance. You might not believe that a guy who did the Sistine Chapel and some great sculptures would feel unfulfilled, but I never had a Geico, a company that's been churning out savings since 1936. That's over 75 years. Mamma mia! Did I just say that? So take it from a pro, Michelangelo, and switch it to Geico. That rhymed!
Geico, saving money on car insurance for over 75 years.
WCHL's Chapel Hill cover of weather, 7:30, 10 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. And this wind chill advisory remains in effect until 10 o'clock, although the wind is not blowing as hard as it is, was anticipated. And not anything like last night, but it's really cold out there this morning. This forecast brought to you this morning by Crown Honda of South Point. Look for sunny skies all day, colder, high only about 25 degrees. Tonight we're looking at partly cloudy and cold again with a low around 16. Then tomorrow a little warmer with a high up about 40 degrees with a lot of sunshine in the way. Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit.
Check out our comprehensive community calendar, photo galleries, and all of our news stories and more from 97.9 FM WCHL on chapelboro.com.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett. They're still on the loose. The two gunmen who massacred 12 people at the Charlie Hebdo publication a day ago in Paris. CBS's Clarissa Ward with the latest on the search.
We are hearing reports on French media of sightings of the two brothers about 100 miles north of Paris. According to these reports, they were heavily armed and actually robbed a gas station. So far, though, we're not able to confirm those reports.
Another suspect turned himself in. There was more violence today in Paris.
A gunman shot a policewoman and a passerby on the street before fleeing the scene. The policewoman later died from her injuries.
Was there a link to yesterday's shootings? That's not clear right now. Correspondent Elizabeth Palmer says those with the satire magazine are not giving up or giving in.
In what may be the ultimate gesture in defense of freedom of speech, Charlie Hebdo has just announced that they will go ahead and publish next week.
CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant. Open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
7:32, 10 degrees this morning, and a lot of the schools have decided to delay opening today. Chapel Hill, Carborough City Schools, Orange County Schools, both delayed by 2 hours in order to give folks a little more time to get things going this morning. You can go to our website, chapelboro.com, and see the list there. Not many on that list, but that is something that we all need to be concerned about. It's really chilly out there. Here's Mike Strickler of the National Weather Service.
Anywhere from about 5 to 15 degrees across central North Carolina this
morning.
My
goodness.
So mostly around 10 in the triangle.
Mm-hmm.
And wind chills are about 10 degrees cooler than that or colder than that. So wind chills are ranging anywhere from about minus 5 to about 5 above. And we're pretty much at our minimum values in both of those with temperatures and wind chills. We will climb very, very slowly throughout the day, but the high temperatures will not get out of the 20s. In fact, we're forecasting just middle 20s for high temperatures today.
That is Mike Strickler, National Weather Service, and we will stay in touch with those folks all day right here on WCHL and always bring you the latest, so stay with us. Also, we'll have information on our website throughout the day. The National Weather Service also advises folks to stay inside as much as possible and to avoid exposing your skin to the cold air for very long. Don't let your pets outside. Make sure to protect your pipes from freezing as well. And all the usual cautions come into play here when it gets this cold. Please, if you're using a space heater, please unplug it whenever you leave it unattended. And it goes without saying that any outside devices like grills and that sort of thing, some folks get desperate in really cold weather and bring grills inside, charcoal, all that thing. That is so incredibly dangerous, and always we hear about tragedies occurring because of that, so please don't do that. 7:34 at WCHL. We have a lot of other news to report this morning, and one of the things we're doing all week long is looking back at the top news stories and the top news makers of 2014 in WCHL's annual Year in Review. We're continuing our countdown, and today we're up to number two. Coming up to number two is a story that weaves through so much of our year in Orange County, encompassing a highly contested election, tense court battles across North Carolina, and finally a dramatic and historic mid-October morning in Hillsborough at the office of the Orange County Register of Deeds. Our number two news story of the year, the fight to legalize same-sex marriage in North Carolina. WCHL's Aaron Keck has the story.
Denying a couple the right to marry just because they're of the same sex is a violation of a fundamental right protected by the United States Constitution, and full citizenship demands that every couple have an opportunity to exercise that right.
That's Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt there describing a legal doctrine that would have been considered radical 20 years ago, that was merely an argument 20 months ago, but is now the official legal doctrine of the land. It all happened faster than anyone expected. When 2014 began, Amendment 1 was still on the books, a provision in the state constitution expressly banning same-sex couples from getting married. There were many who argued that Amendment 1 violated the U.S. Constitution's Equal Protection Clause, but it didn't look like it was going away anytime soon. So in March, former Carrboro Mayor Mark Chilton, running for Register of Deeds, announced that if elected, he'd sign same-sex marriage licenses with or without Amendment 1.
I'm not going to enforce any provision in North Carolina law that's clearly contrary to the federal constitution. I'm going to sign these things until Orange County Superior Court or somebody like that tells me not to.
Chilton won his race in May, narrowly defeating incumbent Deborah Brooks, largely on the strength of the same-sex marriage issue. But Chilton didn't take office until December. And this time, history was faster.
I mean, I was shocked, but then seconds later, just overjoyed.
That was Kleinschmidt on Monday, October 6th, after the U.S. Supreme Court elected not to hear arguments in Bostick v. Schaefer, a case in which the 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals struck down Virginia's same-sex marriage ban. It opened the door for judges here to strike down our ban, and 4 days later in Asheville, that's exactly what happened.
This does more than just get rid of Amendment 1. It slides us in a whole other universe of freedoms and civil liberties.
On Monday, October 13th, Lydia LaBelle and Alicia Stemper became the first same-sex couple in Orange County to receive a marriage license, ironically from Deborah Brooks, still the sitting Register of Deeds.
We further make oath that there is no legal impediment such marriage.
The issue's not quite over yet. Another circuit court has since upheld a same-sex marriage ban, so the Supreme Court probably will weigh in on the matter next year. But here in North Carolina, the change has already come.
Now, here we are, and liberty rules, so does love. Here we go.
Same-sex marriage in North Carolina, our number two local news story of the year, thanks to WCHL's Aaron Keck for that report. Year two in UNC Chancellor Carol Folt's tenure in Chapel Hill was defined mostly by controversy and how she handled it. With more on our number two newsmaker of 2014, here is WCHL's Danny Hooley with a little help from Sammy Hagar.
Folt's year started off on a jarring note. On January 1st, she was cited for driving 76 miles per hour in a 55 mile per hour speed zone near the Haw River. That was nothing compared to the wild ride that followed for Folt and the university. But by the end of 2014, she was able to take at least one sweet victory lap. By late January, she was publicly refuting the research methods of former athletics tutor Mary Willingham, who told CNN that 60% of the 183 UNC athletes she studied read between a fourth and an eighth grade reading level. By late April, Willingham had announced she was leaving UNC, but the media didn't stop asking questions about sham classes that had been taught in the former African and African American Studies program until they were discontinued in 2011. In February, the university hired former federal prosecutor Kenneth Weinstein to conduct a thorough investigation. He announced the devastating results in October, and this time, Folt really had a mess to clean up.
I am deeply disappointed in the duration and the extent of the wrongdoing, as well as the lack of oversight, specifically vital missing checks and balances that, if in place, could have captured and corrected this much sooner.
She apologized to the UNC community with assurances that corrective and disciplinary measures were in progress. Her challenges didn't end there. Folt and other administrators were criticized for not coming to the defense
of UNC School of Law professor Gene Nickel regarding a column he wrote for the News and Observer that had harsh words for Republican Governor Pat McCrory. Nickel's words angered Board of Governors members with ties to McCrory, and now Nickel's columns must be published with a disclaimer that distances his views from UNC. Fultz's current challenge is to diplomatically defend UNC centers that could come under the budget knife from that same Board of Governors. Early in December, she tried appealing to the BOG with a fundraising angle, using the Sonya Haynes Center for Black Culture and History as an example.
We're getting ready to go to a multi-billion-dollar campaign. And one of the best ways you do that in certain areas, you raise money for a center, not an office. I mean, the Stone Center is a vehicle for raising funds.
One highlight of Folt's year, perhaps the biggest one, is when the Eshelman School of Pharmacy at UNC received a $100 million gift on December 3rd from its namesake, pharmaceutical executive Fred Eshelman. Governor McCrory shared the stage with Folt and others for the announcement in front of the media.
I have never seen a salesman like Chancellor Folt.
Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL news time is 7:40. I'm Ron Stutz. Can't drive 55.
I can't drive 65. Yeah. Oh, I'm at 45.
It was a wild ride.
Sing it, Ron.
No, I'll let Sammy do it. I wish I could scream like that.
I've heard it.
Yeah, I guess you have. It's not very melodic, but you know. I can't drive 55. I love it. And there's a flashing blue light in your mirror. Ready? Here it comes. 55! We have changed the format of the radio station this morning, folks. Now this is all rock and roll, all the time. 7:41 at WCHL. Good morning. Nikki Morse is here.
I am.
Nikki, you know, it's cold out there.
It's beyond cold. Come on. Cold.
10 degrees. I hope the roosters are okay.
I know. I was thinking about that last night. I was talking to my fiancé about that and the fact that I was really worried about the cats and the roosters. He just looked at me like, really? Are you really?
I was talking to some people in the kitchen yesterday about our roosters and everything. We were all saying, hey, we love them.
They're
awesome. It's really cool having those roosters around. And really, the first thing I hear when I open up the door and getting out of the parking lot in the morning, you know, is, it's really...
They're very cute because there's the one ginormous one, and then there's the baby rooster that follows him everywhere. It's really cute.
Kind of shadows him.
He does.
Well, I know that we have a lot of stuff on chapelbro.com today, including school information.
Absolutely. If you've got a student in the Orange County school systems, you'll want to know that you're on a two-hour delay this morning. Any other, not very many school delays this morning, but get the whole list that is out there at chapelbro.com due to the cold temps. Staples data hack hits Chapel Hill shoppers. All the details on how to sign up for their credit protection that they're offering for people that have been infected right there at chapelbro.com as well. Jared Rogers talks about the sunlight cure. It's about how humans are intimately connected to the sun and its rhythms and how it kind of affects our mood and energy.
Yeah,
I totally get that.
Absolutely true.
Love it when it's really nice and pretty out. Yeah. Also, Susan Marie, she's got a hard job. She took in the Mystery Brewing Tour in Hillsboro.
Oh, Susan, come on.
I know. She's looking for stuff that challenges her, doesn't she? But it's like, apparently they have tours every Saturday afternoon at 1 and 3. Uh-huh. So make sure if you're looking for something to do, head to Beverly Hillsboro. They've got all kinds of great stuff
to
do.
Go over there and document that.
Yeah.
For the morning show.
You know, why not? Why don't we do that this Saturday?
Make sure everything's okay on the up and up.
Yeah, you know. I think I could take that in.
I'm not a photographer, but I can come back and talk about
it. I could pretend to be one on the radio.
I get the picture.
Yeah. And that's all we've got. But if you're looking for some information on any of the stories, please check it out at chapelboro.com.
We've got a lot of local brewing companies, coffee companies. We got a lot of exciting kind of businesses around here these days, you know?
I know. I love it.
All this emphasis on local agriculture and local foods and eating healthy and everything. It's kind of a cool place to be.
It really is. I really love it. Yeah. So, yeah. Proud to be part of it.
Yeah. Proud to be a part of the Chapel Hill Cabrera community. Thank you very much. There's a slogan
there
somewhere. Yeah.
There is.
We used to use that as part of a slogan around here. I can't remember exactly what we used to say. Once in a while we'd run an ID that was WCHL Chapel Hill, a proud part of the Village Companies.
Wow, you should be in radio.
That once in a while, yeah. I came up with that.
Did you?
Yeah, that was so many years ago.
Oh, my gosh. I'm in the presence of greatness.
I think I was 12 years old at the time.
Sure you were.
Well, hey, listen, we have Lauren Easton with today's commentary coming up next, and then we'll take a look at your traffic and weather together. We have the word of the day from Wayne Pond, the clean jump. Nikki, and today's WCHL Hometown Hero, all on the way.
More rewards, not more rules. That's what you can expect from our Visa Bonus Rewards Card. With the Visa Bonus Rewards Card, earn points that you can redeem for your choice of cash back, travel, and more. Plus, get $25 cash back with your first purchase. More rewards, not more rules. Apply today at any Bank of North Carolina branch or on our website. For details and full disclosure, go to bankofnc.com. Subject to credit approval. Member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Don Bassnight with Weaver Street Realty. If you've been renting for a while but want a place to call your own, give us a call. With interest rates still low, it really is a great time to buy. We'll connect you with good lenders so you understand your choices. Whether you want the bus line, a bike path, or a bush hog trail, our seasoned brokers can help you make a sound decision. Weaver Street Realty in downtown Carrboro for over 30 years, locally owned since day one.
Every Tuesday morning, Wolfgang Bakery and Grooming in Chapel Hill partners with WCHL and local animal shelters to present WCHL's Adopt a Pet. Come to Wolfgang Bakery and Grooming in Metamont Village for premium pet food and treats and a grooming spa experience for your furry friend. This month, be sure to book a grooming appointment in January and you'll receive 10% off the session. You can also refer three friends to Wolfgang Grooming and your dog will get one free bath. Wolfgang Bakery and Grooming in Chapel Hill fully supports finding your next pet to pamper through Adopt a Pet on WCHL every Tuesday morning.
And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Lauren Easton. The history of development in town has always included a tension between the impact of any dense development in nearby neighborhoods. In two of our most prime spots for development right now that could allow a great deal of commercial growth to balance our tax base, heavy residential is being proposed. One area called the Edge is at the intersection of two highways. It literally exists right at the highway exit. The developer has proposed mostly a majority of residential units, although stating if they could get more commercial interest, they would accommodate that, but they are skeptical. Residents who live right next to or on the edge of the Edge development came to the council meetings and asked for commercial. When in the history of this town has it been so easy to develop commercial near a neighborhood? It's no wonder the developers of the Edge at the end of the last council meeting turned away smiling. A lot of discussion was about affordable housing, connectivity of streets, and open space, which are great things. A couple of council members discussed their concerns about the low percentage of commercial and office space. Developer smiles leaving town hall. Usually I like smiles, but not necessarily in this case. These developers do not feel confident with commercial. I say to the town council, please take control here at this highway intersection and define what you want. You have the control. Decide, do you want to take this large development area in town that is ripe for commercial development and turn it into mostly residential? If the Edge, which is on the edge of the highway and the edge of town, is not ripe for mostly commercial, where else in the town is? As far as the skepticism of the Edge developers about getting good commercial tenants there and then defaulting to residential or even mixed use, consider this. The developers are not known for their commercial development. Their website's front page says, under the About Us section, About Us, Northwood Braven is a leading multifamily development, construction, and management firm serving our Southeast and is the largest developer in Raleigh-Durham. Our capabilities, multifamily development, construction, property management, lead development, CapEx, interior design. No wonder and no fault of their own that they feel more comfortable developing residential. How does that help the town as a whole? It should be reminded that they've already developed heavy residential right down the street, literally with Chapel Watch Village apartments. Would another developer have such commercial risk trepidation? Did the developers of Alamance Crossing, situated right along I-40, who attracted huge commercial tenants, have similar trepidations in default to housing? Did the developer of Tanger Outlets worry so much that they developed mainly residential? Yes, there is risk, as there is with any project, but let the developers take that risk and let the council take control and realize that our economy is improving and that if ever a significant parcel of commercial could go somewhere, it could go there at the edge. If the council decides this parcel should be mostly residential and give in to the developer's fear of the unknown, then I argue there is little opportunity for this town to develop commercial of any significance anywhere. If council wants more commercial development in town, it should demand it here and not settle for less. This is the council who is in control. Let's only hope. Happy New Year. This is Lauren Eastham.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Needing dinner plans for the family? Looking to feed a party? Craving a snack while watching the game? You're in luck because it's always a good time for Wings Over Chapel Hill. Who can resist their fresh, never frozen food brought to your door with free delivery? With 23 flavors of hand-battered wings to choose from, along with ribs, sandwiches, wraps, and fries, Wings Over Chapel Hill is your answer to what's for dinner. Open 7 days a week and late nights on weekends. Give them a call or visit wingsoverchapelhill.com to satisfy your craving fast. It's always a good time for wings.
I'm Louise Barnum of Weaver Street Realty. It's time to get back into the woods. Call Weaver Street Realty's land walking team to guide you through, over, and around building lots, farms, and homes with acreage. We'll help you see the role of the land and smell the sweetness of clean air. Need a perk site? We'll teach you the process. Give us a call and let's go walking. We'll bring the orange vest. Weaver Street Realty, 919-929-5658.
All right, now it's 7:51 at WCHL, and time now for traffic and weather together. We're going to start with traffic brought to you this morning by Cruisers, and here is Nikki Morse.
Thanks, Ron. Looks like northbound 15501 starting to crowd up with delays as you head north approaching Highway 54. 40 eastbound also starting to fill up between 751 and Highway 55. Be aware of some brake lights in the area. Also a crash in the cleanup stages in Durham on Austin Avenue at the Durham Freeway. If you see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
You say that with a smile on your face because I know you love getting those phone calls.
I love it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's kind of fun because I get to meet people that way.
And it's really cool when people call you and they keep you awake back in the newsroom.
Well, I don't know. It's all relative.
True. Well, Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace serves fountain drink perfection daily, made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees over their famous chewy ice. It's guaranteed to taste great. Cruiser's, good to go. Now, your Chapel Hill Carborough weather looks like this. Obviously, it's cold. It's 10 degrees this morning. Sunny skies today, colder, high today only about 25 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, cold with a low around 16. Still, we got those wind chill values. Wind's not blowing like we thought they would this morning. Certainly was last night, that's for sure. Tomorrow, mostly sunshine, not as cool with a high up about 40 degrees. So it is going to get a little bit better. But we'll be back in the middle 30s on Saturday and approaching 40 on Sunday as well. So kind of a cool weekend here.
Heat wave.
Yeah. 7:52 WCHL. It's Ron Stutz. And the question of the day everybody has is the pond frozen over this morning? Dr. Pond, how are you?
We're going to have a cool... Did I hear you say we're going to have a cool weekend? Ron Stutz always has a cool weekend.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's all he's capable of is Mr. Cool.
Yeah, boy, it is. Do people really realize how far
hey, Ron,
off you
I got
are?
I got a dandy for you this morning. Nikki, are you there? Write this one down. This is a toughie, okay?
Okay.
We're playing hardball this morning.
Oh, joy.
Word of the day is neo-grammarian. Neo-grammarian. Let me spell it for you. N as in Nancy or no. N-E-O, followed by the word grammarian, all together, G-R-A-M-M-A-R-I-A-N. N-E-O-G-R-A-M-M-A-R-I-A-N. Neo-grammarian. Now, it occurs to me, Ron, that you could toss this to our pal Fred Kiger and ask him to think about two names, Keanu Reeves and Bergen Evans. And if he can put those two together, he can come up with a definition of neo-grammarian.
Well, I know Keanu Reeves, but I'm not even sure I know who the other guy is.
Oh, I'm so glad, because I thought it was before my time.
We don't have time for this. I just thought I'd drop that as a hint for you. Seriously now, this is the name of a group of 19th century scholars who recreated dead languages by figuring out how modern sound works in languages that are alive and well. There is just, I can hear Ron snoring, I can see his eyes glazing over right now, so we won't go into a lot of detail, okay?
Do these people have nothing better to do with their time? Is that what you're trying to say?
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, they. Good question, Nikki. They all worked in radio.
Then that explains it.
And got fed up with it. So, all right, long story short, neo-grammarian, scholars who recreate dead languages. Let's let it go at that. And play a little fast and loose on the when you give away the Mercedes in an hour on whoever defines this word, okay?
Yeah, I you know, when I was growing up, Wayne, you know, a lot of people wanted to be a, you know, firefighter or movie star or baseball player. For a while, I wanted to be a Major League Baseball player. But then when I got to be about 12, I realized that a more realistic goal would be to grow up and become a scholar who recreated dead languages. And it didn't quite work out.
I mean, what? Rockingham was full of them, right?
Exactly. Dead language is right. Not too many scholars down there where I was.
People with the famous word, last words.
Brother.
Hey, y'all, watch this.
All right.
Hey, y'all, watch this. Oh, boy.
Okay, as usual, completely off the wheels. I'll talk to you in the morning.
Okay, buddy. Wayne Pond's word of the day on WCHL. Brought to you by Frank Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else?
I have no idea.
I didn't think so. Sometime next hour, you'll have an opportunity to call in and tell me the word of the day. Spell it, define it. If you can do all that, we'll give you a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers. Yes, we will. Time now for the clean joke on WCHL, and here's Nikki Morse.
Thanks, Ron. Okay, everyone, said the birthing class instructor, trying to get their attention. We're going to do an exercise now that's purpose is to help men sympathize with their partners. We have here what is called a pregnancy suit, said the instructor, holding up this artificial stomach with a strap. This imitates the feeling of being pregnant. Which husband volunteers to be the first one to try it on? I will, said one man, taking the suit and trying it on. This isn't too bad, walking around. I think I could get used to this. Okay, said the instructor, smiling. Now, would you like to bend down and pick my pen up from the floor? You want me to pick it up, he said hesitantly, just as I would if I were pregnant? Yes, said the instructor. So he turned to his spouse and said, honey, do you mind picking up that pen for me?
Yeah, that rolled down, didn't he?
Boy.
I'm going to tell you right now, I would not want to be pregnant.
Me either.
I witnessed.
I've been there.
I know. I've witnessed it, and it's not something that I want to do. But I'm glad that there are people who are willing to do it.
Yeah.
757 at WCHL.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Molly Boyd is a job coach, reemployment service supervisor for the Employment Security Commission of the Orange County Job Skills Center in Chapel Hill. She loves helping people find jobs.
I work at the Employment Service Office in Chapel Hill, and when I do, I'm the job coach. I help people look for, we put on a number of workshops each month to help them to be prepared to get back into the workforce.
Molly Boyd is today's WCHL hometown hero.
I am able to help people. More and more people are going back to work, and you know, some are seeking training. And then the workshops we offer, you know, they thank us for because we have a job skills workshop, interviewing. We have employers coming in, giving tips. So we do a number of things here to try to get them back into the workforce. want to help them with their skills and getting back to work.
Molly knows what these people are going through, and she just has a certain empathy. She's an ordained minister and loves to help people.
The last company I worked for, you know, it closed down, but I do a number of things at my church. I help students prepare for the integrated test, help them with homework. I'm a minister in charge of Christian education. I develop curriculum. Just whatever the need is.
Tell me about working with young people and why you like so much to work with them.
Oh, I enjoy them. They have so much energy, and they really help me too, because, you know, kids, children are wise. You know, they are wise, and we learn from them as well. But I like knowing that I can make a difference.
She spends a lot of time on her job and a lot of time at church. Molly is just a selfless person, according to Mike Comvis, who nominated her to go in today's spotlight. Molly Boyd is an exceptional giver and volunteer, one who truly makes life in our community much better. That's why she's today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
All right, it's 11 degrees this morning at WCHL, veritable heat wave. Our high today, about 25 degrees, lots of sunshine and cold. Low tonight, down about 16. Tomorrow, we're going to get all the way up to 40 degrees. My goodness. Good morning. It's 8 o'clock.
Local news all day, breaking news whenever it happened. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.